What about something made out of the liver?
Well, you can cook it, you can boil it, they call it haslets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the liver and the lice. You can fry it, but I never was. That's one thing my brother John has killed. Mm-hmm. When we'd kill hogs and hang the liver and the lice up on next to where we butchered the hogs,
mm-hmm.
and John would go there and cut him off a piece and put it on the coals and sprinkle salt over and eat it. I never did like it, but he sure did like it. I just never did like liver. I don't like beef liver.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
Huh?
Did you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
Well, no, but they do make it. They make stuff out of blood, but we never did food with it. We stuck a hog and they bled him on the outside and the blood is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You wash him down, you wash him all down with good clean water and let him drip out. And their blood's all, ain't no blood. It's mm-hmm. a proven waste of farmer. Now, the packing houses don't do that. They make that stuff into fertilizer and make it into different things and sack it up and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many do now, but they used to.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them? Peas and beets and so forth that people would grow themselves?
What?
What would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth?
Vegetables.
Where would you grow them?
In the garden.
What different sort of things would people grow in the garden? What different sort of things?
Well, tomatoes, potatoes, iced potatoes, carrots, beets, and I've had lots of peppers. I had peppers last night that I grew out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I raised a lot of beans, pole beans, Kentucky Wonders, and bunch beans.
Mm-hmm. What about when you want to get the beans out of the pots? You say you have to
snap. We snap all Kentucky Wonders and bunch beans. You take them and snap them,
mm-hmm.
break them all about like that.
What about the other kind? There's another kind of beans you eat the.
Oh yeah, there's some you shell.
Uh huh. What different kinds of beans do you shell?
Well, you can wait and let a Kentucky Wonder get old enough to shell it, but why waste all that time and when you can eat the whole bean?
Mm-hmm. What about something that, do you ever hear of butter beans or lima beans?
Oh, butter beans, lima beans, yeah, there's two kinds, a bunch bean and a pole bean, and you can plant them. I planted them on the river and I was down there on that good land.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Frost. You'd eat them till the frost killed them. They just keep multiplying.
What's the difference between a butter bean and a lima bean?
Same thing. Only a lima is a bigger bean,
mm-hmm.
and grows on a bunch instead of a vine.
Mm-hmm. What about those little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Well, let's call them a little tomato, baby tomatoes. There's different names for them. There's about 8 different kinds of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've raised lots of them.
Do you ever hear them called outhouse tomatoes or Tommy toes?
Yeah, but we didn't ever that. Some once in a great while you call them, but you know what the outhouse is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They come up from a seed that's deposited from the outhouse, and they come up and they don't come true. And they're just full of little bitty tomatoes about like that.
Mm-hmm. So people would call them?
Some of them would. We never would call them that. But if they'll come up out in a, I've seen them when the birds would drop the seed,
mm-hmm.
and they'd come out in a paste. And I remember one year in particular, we had some vines that got that big around and they were just loaded to death with them.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. I plant them out here in the garden. And when I just take a knife and cut them half in two.
Mm-hmm.